Blog Talk Radio. I knew what I was getting into when I called. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. I would like to thank you all for joining me on tonight. I pray that you will be blessed by the word that goes forth. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you sit me down and that you stand up mightily in me tonight. Lord God, use me like never before to bless somebody else's life for your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. The foundational text for tonight comes from John 18, verses 1 through 11, and I will be reading from the New Century Version. Jesus is arrested. When Jesus finished praying, he went with his followers across the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was a garden, and Jesus and his followers went into it. Judas knew where this place was because Jesus met there often with his followers. Judas was the one who turned against Jesus. So Judas came there with a group of soldiers and some guards from the leading priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons, knowing everything that would happen to him. Jesus went out and asked, "Who is it that you are looking for?" They answered, "Jesus from Nazareth." "I am he," Jesus said. Judas, the one who turned against Jesus, was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they moved back and fell to the ground. Jesus asked them again, "Who is it that you are looking for?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." "I told you that I am he," Jesus said. "So if you are looking for me, let the others go." This happened so the words Jesus said before would come true. "I have not lost any of the ones you gave me." Simon Peter, who had a sword, pulled it out and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. Verse 11, Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back. Should not drink the cup the Father gave me." The title of tonight's message is Drop Your Defense. Once again, I pray you be blessed. Defense, the action of defending from or resisting attack. Focusing in on verses 10 and 11, Simon Peter, who had a sword, pulled it out and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. Verse 11, Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back. Should not drink the cup the Father gave me." In other words, Jesus said to Peter, "Should not go through what God has assigned for me." Sometimes we try to protect ourselves because we feel we are too good to go through something. Sometimes we try to protect ourselves because we feel that we are too good to go through something. Pride is an enemy to your spiritual growth. So we fight against the very process set up to bless us in its final results. Had Jesus felt this way about Judas' betrayal, about them taking him into custody, our victory over sin would have been lost. There are some things, listen closely, there are some things God must let happen. Remember, everything God does is tied to the purpose of something else. Your future is beyond that pain. Your future is beyond that pain. And if you're new to Prolific Fire, when I feel somebody needs something, I will repeat it until they get it into their spirit. Drop your defense. Tear down your wall of pride. If Jesus had to endure as the Son of God, you, if you are saved, will have to endure as well. Joyce Meyer said, "It's not the suffering that pleases God, but your attitude in the suffering." It's not the suffering that pleases God. That's what some people don't understand. It's not the suffering that pleases God, but your attitude in the suffering. The Bible says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all." Psalms 34 and 19. Sometimes delivering you out does not mean taking you out of the situation. Sometimes delivers you out does not mean taking you out of the situation. Sometimes delivering you out means he's using that ugly situation as a way of delivering you out, changing your behavior, breaking down vices. Vices, anything you are using or abusing to help you cope that has not been assigned to your life by God. Vices, anything that you are using or abusing to help you cope that has not been assigned to your life by God. For somebody, this is your big chance to bless God. Don't blow it with your why me attitude. Great will be your reward if you do not falter. Great will be your reward if you do not falter. For others of you, God said many of you, the reason you are so defensive and fight against everything is a trust issue. Your trust was broken at an early age, and the walls went up. You fight because you've never had anyone to fight for you. You fight because you've never had anyone to fight for you. I hear God saying, people let you down. The system let you down. Now people are judging you, not realizing you don't want to do what you do. Paul said in Romans 7 and 19 from the New Living Version, I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. You're trapped in a maze of your own pain. You fight and you cuss. Peter was fighting in this portion of the Word of God. But remember, Peter was also a cusser in Matthew 26 and verse 74. You fight and you cuss as a way to defend yourself, as a way of coping with life issues. You fight and you cuss as a way to defend yourself, as a way of coping with life issues. Fighting and cussing are defense mechanisms. Fighting and cussing are defense mechanisms and have become your weapon of choice. You would rather tear people down before they tear you down. Your environment has instilled in you a get or be got mentality. So here in the text, Peter is drawing his sword against what he does not understand. Peter is defensive because the one he solely depended on day to day was about to be taken. When you feel you have nothing left, you will fight. I know somebody can relate to that because I feel it. When you feel you have nothing left, you will fight. Out of fear of the unknown, you fight. Out of anger, you fight. You fight because if you don't take a stand, who will? You fight because if you don't and things happen the way they appear to be happening, then what? Something to hold on to feels a whole lot better than a memory of what was. At least that's what you tell yourself. Something to hold on to feels a whole lot better than the memory of what was. At least that's what you tell yourself. God says you fight because your eyes are still in the natural. Trust God to see past the pain. Somebody needs that. Trust God to see past the pain. Numbers 23 and 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should have to repent or change his mind. A word for somebody. The lies that broke your trust, there was not God. Do you hear me? The lies that broke your trust, that was not God. Lies have caused you to carry the sword of rebellion, to carry the sword of mistrust. The sword Peter carried was a physical sword used to cut down and destroy. But Peter also carried in his heart the sword of rebellion. He was not having that. Nobody was going to take his master, unaware that he was actually rebelling against the will of God. I wonder how many times have we unknowingly rebelled against the will of God. Forgive us, Lord. Nobody was going to take from him. Some of you feel just like Peter. You're tired of people taking from you. You, like Peter, cannot see the bigger picture. There is a spiritual side. Sword, a close-range weapon. according to Holman's Bible Dictionary. Sword is used as a metaphor for war in Jeremiah 14, verse 15 in the Amplified Bible. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the false prophets who prophesy in my name, although I did not send them, and who say, sword and famine shall not be in this land, but sword and famine shall the prophets be consumed. Let me read that again. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the false prophets who prophesy in my name, although I did not send them, and who say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. The Lord told me to tell you, he will consume every lie that has been spoken over you, no matter who it was that spoke it. The Lord told me to tell you that he will consume every lie that has been spoken over you, no matter who it was that spoke it. All your life you have felt the need to defend yourself, but God says no more. It's okay. Drop your defense. I will contend with those who contend with you, fight against those who fight against you. I will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Why does God want you to take the sword of the Spirit instead of a physical sword like Peter? Because the sword of his word actually does the same thing as Peter's sword, but more effectively. Hebrews 6 and 12 from the New Living Translation says, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Let the word cut down your enemies and not you yourself. Let the word cut down your enemies and not you yourself. Drop your defense. In Matthew 4:4, Jesus himself cut down the enemy, sent to test him using the word. Beloved, you must know what the Bible says and apply it. Beloved, you must know what the Bible says and apply it. Proverbs 23 and 12 from the NIV. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. Get in the word daily and ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand, to give you insight, revelation. Drop your defense and God will defend you. He will be your support system through it all. I like this. This is Isaiah 59, verse 19. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Paul said it best. In 2 Timothy 4:16, nobody came to my defense, but God was my support when others deserted me. Put your reliance not in people, but in God, but in the God of your salvation, and drop your defense. If this is the end of the message, if there's anybody on the line, on the phone at this time, rather, that desires prayer, you can mash 1. And I will be glad to pray with you. If not, we're going to go to a song. And if there's anybody that's listening over the internet, you can either text me at 865-408-8690 with your prayer request. Or you can just email me later if you prefer at prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Once again, you can text 865-408-8690 while we go to this song. This is I Will Run, because in the midst of everything that we go through, we all need to run to God because he is the answer for everything. I don't care what it is. I Will Run by Freddie Rodriguez.
your voice to God. Come on, if you hear God calling you tonight, you can hear the voice of God calling you. Hey, come. Calling you by name. Waiting on you. Would you lift your voice and say, I'm running to you. I'm running to you. I hear you calling me. Oh, oh yeah. Yes. I hear you calling. Say, I hear you calling. Can you hear the voice of the Lord? Come. Calling you by name. He's waiting on you. Just keep believing. Keep on believing, yeah. Come to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Come on, run after him. Aggressively. Pursue him. Pursue his presence. Give it up.
Father God, break down the hurt and every rebellious spirit connected to the hurt. Break and restore mistrust and the side effects of every lie planted in the soul, in the mind, the will, and the emotions. Cancel our rejection on tonight and let them feel your acceptance. Shine a light on your word that they may see, understand, and believe that you are their defender. And it's okay, safe to take down the walls. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, I would like to thank you all for joining me on tonight. Be sure to join me next Monday when I will be delivering a message entitled, Get the Deaf Out of Your Ears. Because there are just some words you don't need to hear. That's all I'm going to tell you. You have to be present for the rest. But I know this, you will be blessed by that word. Well, as I always say, if you want to contact me, you can do so by looking me up on Twitter at twitter.com/prolificfire or facebook.com/prophetessstacy. Also, if it's on your heart to go into this ministry, if you have a PayPal account, you can do so by going to paypal.com or using the PayPal app and sowing into the ministry. This ministry was named by God. Prolific means fertile, highly fruitful, producing abundant works or results, producing in large quantities, and highly productive. If you want to sow into a ministry that has that type of meaning that came from God, feel free to do so, and I know that you will be abundantly blessed because of it. And once again, sow your seed. All you need to do to sow your seed is to send it after you get on PayPal.com or use the app to prolificfire@gmail.com. Once again, I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. I will see you next Monday. Good night.